USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service now in on the investigation after a man fires a shot inside the lobby at the Trump National Doral Golf Course Resort in Florida this morning. A Miami-Dade police spokesman says the man was quickly taken into custody.
He was yelling and spewing some information about President Trump, and that's what we know so far, and he had an American flag that he did drape over the counter.
The suspect hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. An officer was hurt, but he's expected to be okay. President Trump wasn't at the resort. On Hawaii's Big Island, the eruption yesterday of the Kilauea volcano might just be the start, according to experts. Yesterday's sent an ash cloud 30,000 feet into the air. Experts say there could be another major eruption in a matter of days or just hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump says trade with China has been one-sided for too long. But during a photo op at the White House yesterday, he added, given trade talk progress with Beijing, he thinks it's going to work out well for the U.S.
When you're losing $500 billion a year on trade, you can't lose the trade war. You've already lost it.
Hours later, reports started coming, including from CNN, that China is now increasing its efforts to avoid a trade war with America and possibly expand Chinese purchases of American goods by about $200 billion. To help reduce the massive trade imbalance.
The ayes are 54. The nays are 45. The nomination is confirmed.
Gina Haspel will soon be installed as the first woman to ever lead the CIA. Her nomination to be its director confirmed by the U.S. Senate yesterday. A new Rasmussen survey finds 62% of likely Republican voters believe that Arizona Senator John McCain should step down from the Senate given his battle with brain cancer. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A lawyer is being blasted for a racial rant that was caught on video in Manhattan, and he's also no longer allowed in his own office. There's a note on the Midtown building where Aaron Schlossberg has worked. It says the lawyer has been evicted from the office. A video going viral of Schlossberg yelling at workers at a cafe because they were speaking Spanish, and he threatened to call immigration officials on them. The lawyer was confronted by some reporters yesterday afternoon, but refused to answer questions. In fact, he ended up running away in a full sprint. Other videos of him in similar incidents to the one at that cafe have now also gone viral. It's probably safe to put romaine lettuce back on your shopping list. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention giving a reserved all clear yesterday. Romaine lettuce grown near Yuma, Arizona had been blamed for the E. coli outbreak that sickened over 170 people in 32 states, but the CDC says the vegetable has a shelf life of about 21 days, and April 16th was the last harvest day for the Yuma area, so any lettuce from there has either passed its sell-by date or it's already gone bad. And a growing number of young people choosing marijuana as their first drug instead of cigarettes or alcohol, according to a new study out today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.